Hello, you are listening Radio MRDWS India.
Hello, Radio MITWS, Dr. Karan Pratap Singh and all the listeners. A very good evening to you. Happy Shivratri and a happy Women's Day to all the beautiful women around the globe. Myself, Dr. Reena Walia from Jalandhar, Punjab, is here before you to present the story of my life. It is an auspicious day today. They say Shiv and Shakti go hand in hand. And I have seen so many ladies who are full of strength. So Shivratri and Women's Day coinciding together is actually so lucky. So wishing all the bold and beautiful Shaktis in the world a very happy Women's Day again. This is not just one day. Actually, each day is for you. Each day is ours. Each day is to every woman. Here is my story. You must have all heard of the popular saying, life is not a bed of roses, and truly so. It's very beautiful, but it's a problem. But nevertheless, the destination becomes more exciting when we trot the path with enjoyment, with jest, with high spirits. Because happiness is found along the way and not at the end of the road. He who cannot bear misfortunes is truly unfortunate. And rightly so. Because misfortunes teach us a lot of things. It is a blessing in disguise. One should not pray to God to, give us everything good and nice. Rather, one should pray to God to give us the strength to bear the toughness of life. We should take every challenge. Life is not easy for anyone. It doesn't seem, it's easy for even the big stars like Amitabh Bachchan or Rajinikanth or even Albert Einstein, the biggest scientist we know of, the mathematician we know of, the physicist we know of, or Mr. Bill Gates, the richest man. He might have failed 110 times. Einstein could not speak for 4 years and yet he became so famous. Amitabh Bachchan, Rajinikanth, Dhirubhai Ambani or MS Dhoni, all these great faces are so because of their toughness, because of their ability to face life and challenges. And that is how it is. Actually, each phase of life has its problems. For me, impossible is not there in my dictionary. Impossible means I am possible. And I have bounced back on life so many times. So just giving you a brief of, what life is and how it came to me and how, what I am today, I mean, all those things put together. Childhood has its own kind of questions, you see. I was a very daredevil. And I remember my friends and class fellows, they used to, take away my tiffin and tease me and throw it on the canteen top and then tell me, that I should go and get it. And I used to jump here and there and I used to manage to get it back. I mean, it might have been fun at that point of time, but yes, it was a challenge for me to get my tiffin back because my mother would give me a scolding. Otherwise, why do you leave your tiffins like that? Why can you, do such crazy things and why are you so careless? So maybe even if that was the problem and that was the issue I thought of, but at least I faced the challenges and I got back the tiffin. Then you see, I have been an average student. I mean, I'm I put my feet into a lot of boats, you see, all together. Sometimes I was doing debates and sometimes dance. And as a result, I was an average student, so to say. Then it so happened that after 12th, I was told ki, "Are, you can't do BSc, you see, you are not capable." And I took it as a challenge. I said, now come what may, I have to show. And I took non-medical. Maths was my weak subject. But then I couldn't have left it just because people were saying you can't do it. So I faced that challenge and took it upon me. And I passed out in flying colors. And then a same kind of incident, you know, happened to me when I was in my post-graduation or after the post-graduation, so to say. My sister and Jia Ji were in Dubai for quite some years. And I had gone there for to visit them and had stayed there for quite a few months. And so my brother-in-law thought that I should, you know, instead of just whiling away my time, I should do something constructive. So he got me admission into a reservation and ticketing course at Danata. And he, knowing me very well, he knew that, you know, I am a 70% person. So he told me ki, I'm afraid you won't be able to do very well because people over there get 90 above, so I wonder what will you do. So I said, okay, tell me how much you expect from me. He said, at least an 80 above, otherwise you see you don't stand anywhere. I said, fine, I take it again as a challenge. And you see, there is always a sweet joy that comes after sorrow. There is always success that comes after hardships. And I worked day and night. Geography was my poor subject. But at that point of time, when I was doing the course, all cities and towns and places and countries were on my tips. And believe you me, I got a 99%, and people were surprised as to, you know, it's amazing. Then also, just a little before that, after completion of my BSc, I don't know, somehow the principal had grudges against me or whatever. He didn't want me to take up MA English, or rather he didn't want me to give admission. He didn't want me to take admission in that. And he gave a whole lot of excuses. You can't do, BSc students are not eligible for English post-graduation and this and that. So I traveled all the way to Kurukshetra and I got the desired documents. I struggled, but I got myself admitted. And I grew up, I realized that things weren't easy. Mom, Dad were going through a tough financial crisis. I was surprised that they never told me and they never denied me of anything. And it's so late that I realize. So I said, okay, now this was the second year of my post-graduation in English. And I requested my professors. I said, sir, please, I will, you know, do my best on Saturdays, but please, if you can give me a week off, or rather week off every week, so that I can go and work somewhere. I have a problem and I need to, you know, help my parents. And thankfully, the professors were very understanding. And I used to, whenever I used to get time from school, like I requested the school as well at the same time that if I can, you know, go during the recess, because the recess used to be pretty long there. So I used to, you know, go to the school in the morning and I started working for 700 rupees. That was my first salary. And then I used to, you know, during the recess, I used to rush back to college and attend one odd lecture. I used to go back again. And then on Saturdays, of course, I dedicated myself to MA English. And then, you know, I used to prepare all the notes and get it checked from the professors. So they were like very happy as to everything is nice about me. Struggles never stopped, but they couldn't stop me either. Something or the other kept coming up. I pursued my graduation, post-graduation, and also the job as well. I was happy that I'm helping my parents. I sometimes went door to door selling top noodles and sauces because I was trying to do something additional to earn an extra penny for the family. Our business had flopped all of a sudden. I mean, there was a big fire in the shop, and thereafter the business could never take pace. And so there were a lot of problems, and so I did that as well. And then I got married. My husband was very supportive, and he realized that I have the fire in me, so he helped me a lot. Can you believe it? I did my B.Ed, M.Ed, M.Phil, even Ph.D. after my marriage. And he helped me. My little baby was very supportive. And he used to stay with Nani, and he never cribbed and held me. I mean, held me in the sense that he never cried and never, you know, unnecessarily demanded. As a result, I got time to do my things and do my studies. I tried clearing the UGC, but nothing worked. And then, my professor of MPhil, or my guide of MPhil, I requested him to be my guide for the PhD, but unfortunately he passed away. And once he had recommended Professor Nab to me. So I went to Professor Nab and I requested him. He took me as a PhD student, but it was maybe my excitement or my overexcitement that, you know, cheesed him off, and he finally dropped me. Because whatever he used to give me a task, suppose he used to say, okay, you know, work on this and get back after a week or 10 days. And I used to go back after 3 days and tell him, sir, I'm done with whatever you gave me. So he really got fed up of me, and he says, sorry, I'm not able to help you, and I shall not be able to be your guide. It was a great disappointment for me. I kept searching the net. I kept looking for the guides. I kept asking people, but nothing worked. And then one fine day, my husband, who was doing, SSB trainings with people and used to go with his team. So one of his team members, Dr. Sood, helped me with my PhD. So again, Dr. Sood came as a blessing to me. And now I am a doctor of philosophy, and happiness knows no bound. I am thankful to God for everything. You see, another thing is, like, if you have to reach heaven, you have to die yourself. You can't, you know, just take it very easy. So you have to work hard. You have to depend on yourself. You have to struggle. If you want the rainbow, you have to deal with the rain, feels Dolly Parton. And I think it's so true. Life is a challenge. I've faced it and meet it at any cost. I love life and would live it like a queen. So don't be surprised if I keep bouncing back. Come on, challenges. I am ready always. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you. Have a nice day. God bless you all. Bye-bye. And thank you, Dr. Karan Pratap Singh, for giving us this wonderful platform for expressing our views. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Listening Radio Amadi Numbers India.